Suddenly, the amusement and mockery went out of Lancaster. His face hardened. There was no fear in his eyes, only contempt.
All right, Harlan, I'll oblige you. But I want to tell you something first. What makes you think you can beat me? Because you beat Red Carlton? Isn't it possible for someone else to be as good as Carlton or better? You think because you took Carlton, you can take me. Is that why you're giving me what you call an even break?
I'm not one to shoot a man in the back, Lancaster. I'm willing to take my chances face to face. Lancaster cocked his head to one side and stared intently at Harlan.
I believe you mean it, he said. Well, I'm glad it's a man like you, Harlan. I never did like the idea of a bullet in the back.
Harlan said, Are you going to draw?
Don't worry. I'll pull first, said Lancaster,
that mocking smile touching his lips briefly. Then he sobered. His face grew pensive, as if he were immersed in profound thought, and what Lancaster was thinking about must not have been pleasant, for Harlan saw bitterness in the man's glance and in the set of his mouth. Lancaster took another deep drag on his cigarette, and then he dropped the butt to the ground and carefully stamped it out with the toe of his boot. He lowered his head as he did this, and he kept his head inclined, again giving the impression that he was going over something troubling in his mind. After a while, Lancaster raised his glance. His face appeared strained but resolute. He peered hard at Harlan a moment, and then Lancaster reached for his gun. At the same instant that Lancaster's hand moved, Harlan grabbed for his own weapon. He brought it out and up with all the speed and skill he possessed, but in that split second that the .44 was coming to a level, the awful...